Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, we learn of a story of Elijah running away from Queen Jezebel. In the 19th chapter of 1 Kings, we read the story of the prophet Elijah running away from Queen Jezebel, who had threatened to kill him. And when he arrives at Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, the mountain of God, God says to Elijah twice, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So as you know, Elijah was one of the greatest and most renowned prophets in the history of Israel. And he ran into the wilderness during the story, and he ran away from his God-given mission because, as I said, Queen Jezebel had threatened to kill him. Now, even though God had worked powerfully throughout Elijah's life, when the queen threatened his life, he ran for the hills in fear. Elijah ran to Mount Horeb, as I said, the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, the very mountain upon which God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Now, on the mountaintop, God spoke to Elijah, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And then, just to ensure that God had Elijah's attention, God had wind and an earthquake and fire blast the mountainside. And after that fantastic display, God asked again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Which I think was God's way of saying, "You shouldn't be here." God continued and said, "Go, return on your way. You shall anoint Hazael as king. You shall anoint Jehu as king. You shall anoint Elisha as a prophet in your place." That was God's way of saying, "You might be done, Elijah, but I've just begun. You might be down, but don't ever count me out. You may have run away in fear, but I'm going to send you back in faith." You know, there are times when we're all tempted to run away from distressing situations, whether it be a strained relationship or a difficult conversation or simply a challenge that seems too daunting for us to handle. Sometimes, even though we're fairly reluctant to admit it, we feel lonely. We feel afraid. Through this story, God wants you to know that you may be down, but you're not out. God has more work to do with you and through you. It's time for you to head back into the fray. Let's pray about that. Lord, we confess that there are times when fear really does prompt us to flee. There are moments when we feel like we are bearing the burdens of life alone, and we're afraid that we will be undone by them. Lord, we ask that you would help us to shed our fear and allow us to re-enter the fray with the faith that you will never abandon us to face our fears alone. In Jesus' name we hope and we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.